The football Badgers continue preparing for their Sunday night season opener against fourth-ranked Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers trying to improve on a 4-8 record from a year ago. Germantown linebacker Cooper Catalano on playing at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, this is a super cool opportunity, you know, obviously for me being a Packers fan, but also our team. You look back at that 2016 team, you know, how they upset LSU in the same situation playing at Lambeau. I think we got a great opportunity. To kickstart the year to doing that, and I'm just excited to see what the team can do.
New quarterback Colton Joseph making his Badgers debut. He feels they can play with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we got the confidence we can compete with anybody, and I believe that if we stick to our keys, stick to our, you know, be ourselves and run our plays and do what's necessary and execute, I mean, anything can happen, and I think we're really confident that we can play whoever.
Badger women's volleyball team earned a 5-set win over Florida in the opening round of the Big Ten SEC Challenge last night. Wisconsin playing host to Auburn in the final round of that event at the Fieldhouse tonight. Brewers and Cubs wrap up their 4-game series at Wrigley Field tonight as the crew searches for its 6th consecutive series win. Milwaukee banged out 14 hits in last night's 9-5 victory. Cubs manager Craig Counsell said the Brewers' bullpen was the star again.
Their bullpen pitched very well and kind of put the game in the order. I thought we kind of swung the bats better than the results, but their bullpen did a really nice job.
Logan Henderson facing Kevin Gausman in the pitching matchup. Packers off for a few days. They'll return to work on Monday and start preparing for their season opener against the Vikings. The Packers performed well on special teams during the preseason, but Coach Matt LaFleur said you can throw that out the window in the regular season.
Yeah, I would say it's great for the individual performances, but a lot of those were done with, you know, guys, some guys aren't even here anymore. So, it's going to fall on the people that are out there week 1 and then beyond.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.